Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
George Sedano, Israel Gutierrez, Justin Tinsley, Frank Isola. Why would you ever fight Zdeno Chara? I can think back to maybe one or two fights he's ever lost in his 150. I mean, he's been fighting in the league since 97. But if you do fight Chara, know this. He's going to check up on you afterwards. And when he does, you say,
man,
I'm sorry, sir. Let's go.
Pick on someone your own size.
Francis Ngannou would be worried about going up against Zdeno Chara.
That's like me fighting for justice.
News of the day in the NFL. It was expected, but it was unexpected for quite some time. When Derrick Henry went down, it was said it was season ending. Season back on? Back at practice with the Tennessee Titans. He said to reporters today he'll practice the rest of the week and he'll see if they activate him. Just an intriguing storyline in the conference. Does he get the full load right away? Do you hold some back? What you hope is a longer playoff run. And most directly, George Sedano, around the horn to you. Are you now all in on the Tennessee Titans as AFC favorite with Derrick Henry back at practice?
Tony, no. The answer is no. Despite them being the one seed, I don't believe in them. I believe they have the worst quarterback left in the tournament. Ryan Tannehill has certainly shown that he can take a team or help guide a team to the AFC Championship as they did a couple of years ago, but that was on the back of Derrick Henry and a great defense. Here's the other part of the equation. How much Derrick Henry are we actually getting? Now, they've been the sixth most efficient team in the red zone this year, but they've actually been better without Derrick Henry in the red zone this season. So how does that factor into this particular equation? This is where he would help them. He'll help them be able to control the clock, which is what they'll need because the Titans' defense has struggled mightily, Tony, against wide receivers. 31st in the league as far as yardage giving up and receptions, and 28th in touchdowns to wide receivers, which is certainly the recipe for success for the Cincinnati Bengals. But overall, I don't believe they're the favorite.
That's from Sedano.
NFL Today.
NFL Today. It's almost like you forgot they were the one seed in the conference. Israel Gutierrez, I ask you, with Henry at practice, on the men, maybe coming back. Are the Titans the favorites in the AFC?
Not quite yet. But not only was Derrick Henry leading the league in yards and touchdowns and yards after contact when he got hurt, but in the playoffs history, only one other runner, has had averaged more yards per rush than Derrick Henry, as that was Terrell Davis. So you look at this team and you say, not only do they have potentially this player returning at full strength, but they got the one seed with him missing so much of the season. So perhaps that helps them out, getting him back. And when this team is at full strength, with all due respect to everything Sedano just said, I don't think Ryan Tannehill is as much of a factor. In fact, with Derrick Henry, he's got a bunch of fourth quarter comebacks. And so I do think he can win multiple playoff games if they're 100% healthy, but that's what concerns me about Derrick Henry. They still haven't cleared him because they want to see how he reacts to multiple days of contact in practice because they know that's the type of beating he's going to take. So really, we can't really answer that. But if he is 100%, I do think...
If you can't answer it, then you'll get a mute. Justin Tinsley, can you answer it? The number one seed, are they the favorites when they get the MVP of their team back?
They're the number one seed, and they earned it, but no. I'm not calling that until I see Patrick Mahomes get eliminated from the playoffs. Now, if you're a Titans player, if you're a Titans fan, here's what excites you. If Derrick Henry does play on Sunday, the last two times they've had Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and Julio Jones, you know the two teams they beat? The Bills and the Chiefs, which is who they would play if they get past the Bengals. Now, this is all a mental thing if you're the Titans. The Bengals have been preparing to fight Mike Tyson's sparring partner at 100%. And then out of nowhere, you hear, okay, well, Mike Tyson wants to fight too, but he might be 70%. Mike Tyson at 70% is still scary. So that's the mental hurdle for all of this. And also, you have to be concerned if you're Cincinnati because Trey Hendrickson, their star defensive end, he's out with concussion protocol, and you need somebody to stop that rushing attack.
Okay, a lot of good information on Tennessee's behalf there, but still three panelists now not willing to give the number one seed the favorite status in the AFC. Everybody has a plan until they get a Frank Isola. in their face. Go ahead, Frank. Bring it to us.
Well, like Justin, I do have great belief in Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But here's the thing, and you mentioned long playoff run. The beauty of being the number one seed is you only have to win two home playoff games and you're in the Super Bowl. And they are getting back their MVP. And guess what? Justin mentioned the players. Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. When the three of those guys are on the field together, Tennessee averages 7 yards per play. That is by far the best in the league when it's those three guys out there. And you mentioned Ryan Tannehill, George. Let's remember, Brad Johnson's won a Super Bowl. Jeff Hostetler, no disrespect to them. Trent Dilfer's won.
That's a long time.
I think there's disrespect. I think there's a little bit of disrespect there, Frank.
Well, you can win with an average quarterback. You don't have to have a great quarterback.
We'll bring Gutierrez back in.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I would just like it to be noted to the rest of the Around the Horn panelists that we can make cross-sport analogies and get points if it's boxing. Boxing is the only one,
really,
apparently.
I thought that was really
yeah. What the heck?
Sedano, you can come back in and go after Isola, please.
Well, Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer, those guys won 20 years ago, Tony. The game has changed. If you want sustained –
Nick
Foles? You can have
can
an
I throw Nick Foles out there? Nick Foles recently?
I mean, Eli Manning?
Thank you, Tony.
An outlier situation is what I was saying. You get an outlier.
We just gave you seven. We gave you seven outliers.
Frank in your face.
Everybody has a plan until you get a Frank in your face. That's what I was saying. There you go, Isola. You know what I liked about this? Gutierrez and Sedano, two Miami guys, fighting about Ryan Tannehill like it's 2015. I mean, we'll move on. Jimmy Garoppolo says it's a thumb and it's a shoulder injury now. Both hurt equally. But he's okay. 49ers, Packers is Saturday night, so quick turnaround for San Francisco. Nick Bosa still in concussion protocol. That looms large. As far as simulating Aaron Rodgers, Trey Lance gets that job this week. So Trey Lance is at practice going up against San Fran's defense, showing what Aaron Rodgers might be. I don't know how you simulate Aaron Rodgers. Frank, how does San Francisco match up here?
Yeah. Let me just say something really quick about Jimmy G, the world's most handsome pinata. That interception was brutal. That might have been the worst play of that Cowboy game, by the way. Even worse than the quarterback draw at the end. I don't know how you replicate. You're talking about a guy in Aaron Rodgers who's a presumptive MVP of the league. And what you love about Aaron Rodgers is his ability to improvise. He's throwing off, you know, his back leg. He's throwing on the run. He gets to the line of scrimmage. He's changing the play. How are you going to replicate that? What the Niners could have going for them is if you tell me Nick Bosa is going to play. Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm worried about that dude.
Justin Tinsley, I'll bring you in here. You've seen San Francisco play recently, I think, right? our resident Cowboys fan. I'm sorry I did that. Here, take a point. How should they be matching up here and trying to pretend they can practice against Aaron Rodgers?
The comedian Cat Williams has a really funny joke that says, if you squint your eyes, a Chrysler 300 looks just like a Bentley. Until a Bentley actually pulls up. And that's what Trey Lance and Aaron Rodgers really is in this situation. And that's no disrespect to Trey Lance, because you can't,
can't
duplicate what this does.
None,
yes,
none
there is none. But I honestly think this is a gamesmanship move by San Francisco, because I think they're telling us we might actually see Trey Lance in the game. You mentioned Garoppolo's injury. We don't know the extent of that. We may see him for a few plays, because San Francisco has the offense and the defense to walk out of Lambeau with the victory. And also, on Saturday, something has to give at this point, Tony. Green Bay is 8-0 at home during the season. But Aaron Rodgers has lost his last three times in the playoffs to San Francisco. And in his career, he's only 6-6 against San Francisco. So something has to give. And I think San Francisco has the recipe to do it.
Israel Gutierrez, San Francisco's matchup this week.
It feels like a... feels like a Mike Tyson sparring partner doing the scouting quarterbacking for the 49ers here. But I do think it can be helpful. I do think it can be helpful even to just have him replicate just what Aaron Rodgers might do if he can't make the throw pinpoint the same way that Aaron Rodgers does. Okay, yeah. But at least the defense can know, hey, this is the threat we're going to have to be concerned with. I don't necessarily see Aaron Rodgers being that mobile regularly, right? He can obviously throw out of the pocket, but it's not like the first thing that you think of when you think of Aaron Rodgers. So it's not like Trey Lance can replicate all that stuff that he does, as we mentioned before, you know, before the actual snap. But I do think that the possibility of him playing becomes more real. If you're saying, hey, go out there, feel good, have an Aaron Rodgers type of week in practice, if Jimmy G, as Justin mentioned, if Jimmy G is not 100% out there and his thumb and shoulder are hurting, then yeah, I would go ahead, if he has a good week of practice, throw him out there.
Tony, the short answer is no. He can't replicate that, as the guys have already stated. Now, the Niners players have done a nice job in the media saying, look, he's done this role with us when we've had to play against Kyler Murray or Kirk Cousins. And I'm not going to say with all due respect or with no respect. I'm going to tell you, take the disrespect, because Aaron Rodgers is not Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray and Cousins are not Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so the reality is he can't replicate that. They have said, hey, look, when the play breaks down, could he help? He's not that guy anymore. Here's the deal with Aaron Rodgers, though, Tony. He has struggled against this Niners defense in the past, including 2 years ago in the playoffs. He's never beaten him in the playoffs. He won in week three, but this Niners team is not the team we saw in week three. They're way better now.
Right, he was 70% completion, a couple touchdowns in week three. A lot of pointing from
Zidane. You know, George is
something
here
on San Fran's side that wasn't happening in week three. Deebo Samuel wasn't in the backfield.
Yeah.
Getting as many carries as he is, that's a little wrinkle that Green Bay hasn't seen. Absolutely. One more topic here, NBA. Grizzlies, Bucks tonight. The team last year, we were wondering how really real are they? Who won a championship versus the team? Some are wondering right now, how really real are they? And they're currently the third best record in the NBA. Did you guys hear Kendrick Perkins a couple weeks ago say that Ja could be the next Giannis, bring a title to a small market? Israel Gutierrez, you see it like that?
In terms of bringing a title to a small market, I can see that, right? I don't know if he's the same level of talent that Giannis is. He has the, you know, he has the confidence, he has the ability at the point guard to really elevate a team. But in terms, that's a bit of a large leap to take. I will say this matchup is crazy intriguing. No Bane tonight, so it's going to be a problem for the Grizzlies. But they seem to be capable of beating everybody in a one-game sample. So why wouldn't you consider them, you know, contenders this year? And if they can do that without Bane tonight, I mean, you got to look at them quite seriously.
George Sedano?
He's certainly not the individual talent, as he mentioned, as Giannis. But I actually will take it a step further. I think this Memphis team, I would buy stock in them. I think they could be the next San Antonio Spurs-like team where they can win multiple championships if Ja Morant stays healthy. They've built the right group around him. I love what they do with Jaren Jackson. I think he's a player that can be, you know, an all-star caliber player for years to come. I'm all in on the Memphis Grizzlies moving forward.
Frank Isola, you as high as George Sedano is on the Grizzlies?
I love Ja Rule. Justin, you can Google who Ja Rule is. Here's the only thing, though, when you want to compare him to Giannis Antetokounmpo, Giannis is 27, and he's already won two MVPs. He's been a finals MVP, and he scored 50 points in a closeout game. Remember this also. Memphis did go 10-2 when Ja was out of the lineup, and I think that time that he spent out, I think when he came back, he trusts his teammates even more. They've become a more dangerous team. He's become a better
and
player.
And Justin Tindall.
Yeah, Ja's job, but it's fascinating watching him take a superstar turn because the whole league feels it. And this Grizzlies team is for real. I won't compare him to Giannis, but in terms of a culture of a city matching a player, it feels a lot
like
Iverson
in Philadelphia.
They've
always had that, right? Grind City has always been. Now they got more bounce in it.
This is a superstar.
That's the way Ja plays this game. Make a pick for tonight. Around the horn, Frank Isola.
Milwaukee. Mm-hmm.
Justin.
Memphis. Mm-hmm.
Israel.
The Bucks.
And George, you just had them winning multiple championships, so I guess it's Memphis.
I'm taking the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I thought you might be. You're all in. We'll be back on the other side.
Desmond Bane's out. Izzy's right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Buy or sell one, how committed are the Philadelphia Eagles to Jalen Hurts? It's a question that's been asked of Philadelphia Eagles coach Nick Sirianni. Here's his response.
Jalen knows where he stands with us. You know, he knows he's our quarterback. How do you know where you stand with a coaching staff? Because you communicate and you talk over and over and over and over again. There's no secrets there. He knows he's our guy.
Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia Eagles general manager Howie Roseman.
We got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop.
George Sedano, Around the Horn, you buy or sell the Eagles on Hurts like that?
I'm buying it, Tony. Number one quarterback in rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, and explosive plays this season. And if you look at his numbers, eerily similar to Donovan McNabb in his second year. I know that didn't win a Super Bowl for them, but certainly had a good run with the Eagles.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, there was a five-week span this season where he led the league in QBR and in his first year as a starter made the playoffs. Like, that's enough to show you, hey, we should stick with this guy and see what he brings us going forward as he grows, as they mentioned, continues to get better in years 3, 4, 5, and 6. It's almost as if this is the way you should always talk about your young quarterback, like Miami did not do with Tua Tagovailoa.
Justin Tinsley.
It's a partial buy. If you go back to Bama, it always seems like teams have this, is the grass greener on the other side when it comes to Jalen Hurts? I think it's inevitable that they're going to kick the tires about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and moving forward like that. But I think this is really on the front office. They have 3 first-round picks. That offense can get a lot better real quick. So I think this offseason is way more about the front office than Jalen Hurts.
And what did you call it in buy or sell? You called it a partial buy? Uh-oh, man. It's not partial buy or sell. Tinsley, Frank Isola, how about you?
Layaway.
But Justin is right about this. Because these coaches, have their lifespan is so short, everyone is kind of in a win-now mode. So I don't know who Jalen Hurts is. Is he Justin's the guy that was replaced at halftime of the national championship game? He was really poor against Tampa Bay. Or are you willing to be patient with a guy who, let's face it, made a big jump this year, made the playoffs, but clearly not ready yet to take that next step? Maybe it'll happen when they in the draft they get enough good players around him.
Buy or sell two? This is a good question for an NBA panel here. Is a Ben Simmons trade ever going to happen? Jeremy Grant, Sadiq Bey, Kelly Olynyk, and a first-rounder for Simmons. Seemingly not going to happen. That was it via Bleacher Report. Ben Simmons for James Harden this summer. Mark Stein wrote that up on his Substack this week. Frank, is there any way that could happen?
Oh, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. Remember one thing about Daryl Morey, the GM, when he was in Houston, he's always looking for the stars. He got Chris Paul. He got Russell Westbrook. He wants James Harden. He'd like to have Lillard as well. And I'll tell you what, if you can give me Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey for Harden over the summer, especially if the Nets don't win this year, that's not a bad trade for both teams.
So you would do that, Justin Tinsley? Simmons for Harden?
Yeah, absolutely. Morey has never made it a secret that he loves James Harden, and that respect goes both ways. So, and he always said he wants a superstar in return for Ben Simmons. You're not going to get a bigger superstar in return for Ben Simmons than James Harden. It just sucks that Joel Embiid's prime has to take another hit
Israel Gutierrez
before this happens.
I mean, it's a little bit of a Justin layaway situation here because I do think it can happen, but not until the postseason, not until the offseason when the Nets have, you know, because I think he's going to give this a full try this season. I don't think the Nets are going to give up on Harden. They're going to see what happens in the postseason. And if they don't win, then James Harden's going to be like, man, I should probably go where Daryl Morey is going to make me the most comfortable and build a team around me rather than me having to sort of fill in there between Kyrie Irving.
So Harden would leave another team after George Sedano. Take this deal from both sides. From Philadelphia's perspective, but also from Brooklyn.
Okay, I'll tell you from Philadelphia's perspective, Daryl Morey certainly laments that he didn't trade Ben Simmons for James Harden when he was in Houston. So I think that he is steadfast in getting that superstar. He's only got a list of a small number of guys he would trade him for. Rich Paul was there to meet with him recently and told him, nah, man, I'm not going to move him unless I get a superstar. Harden, though, on the flip side, doesn't look like it's a great fit with Brooklyn this particular season. He doesn't seem content. So I think you kind of reunite those two. It is a shame, though, that you're going to waste another Joel Embiid great year. But I think Morey has already kind of dug in.
Frank, give me the last word here.
Well, remember, too, though, the big three of the Brooklyn Nets are 13-3 together. When Kyrie and James Harden play together, the team is 16-4. So they've done pretty well. This has a lot to do with Harden not signing that extension during the offseason. Kevin Durant is already signed. yet Kyrie Irving and James Harden haven't signed yet. That part is a little strange.
George Jano, Frank, Israel Gutierrez. Going to have that Ryan Tannehill conversation, part 37.
Anti-Miami bias.
Tinsley. I stole it. Show that next.
Miami culture.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Has there been a bigger disappointment in the NHL this year than the Edmonton Oilers? 6 points back in the playoffs right now. Disappointment's bowling over for everybody.
Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your question.
Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question,
I gave you an answer.
Not a very good one.
The reporter is Jim Matheson. Wow. He's been covering the Oilers for 50 years with the Edmonton Journal. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Leon Draisaitl, one of the stars of the league, league MVP, points leader 2 seasons ago. Justin, who you got? How does this all come off and go over?
Look, to be fair, the Oilers stink right now. And like you said, Matheson is hockey reporting royalty. But come on, man. You can't call someone pissy and then expect to get a good reaction out of that. No, man, he's wrong for that.
Come on, we've all been in these situations before on a beat where a player gets like that. The player went after him first, said, you know everything. This is the king of the beat. You don't think that Israel Gutierrez was doing this in Miami when Jamal Mashburn gave him a dirty answer? Come on. This happens all the time. We've all been through it. I back the reporter on this one because we all stick together. And everybody hates the media, so.
Point Justin Tinsley. You're acting kind of pissy right now, Frank, all right?
You are.
You know everything.
Show that too. You know everything. Chara pounding on Zach McEwen last night. I said this before. Chara never loses fights. He's been fighting since 1997, and McEwen would have been 1 year old in 1997. Frank, you make sure your opponent's okay after, though, like Chara does right here. If you make sure they're okay after pounding them, is that good sportsmanship?
Absolutely. He could have thrown at least 2 more punches there. He didn't want to beat up the poor little fella. I've been through this plenty of times on this show afterwards. I'll call George, Justin, Mina, Emily. I apologize for beating them up on the show. It happens.
Tinsley?
No, I actually want to see Chara take on Jake Paul. That would be a good fight. But I'm sorry, man. If you close your eyes, you squint your eyes, that fight is exactly what's going on right now. So I want to ask you, Frank, are you okay? I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Oh, wow. You're older than me.
FaceTime. Incredible.
I want to start my FaceTime by saying rest in peace to a true basketball unicorn, titan, and legend, the late Lucy Harris. She passed away last night at the age of 66. She won 3 national titles. She was the first woman to score a basket in an Olympic play in 1976. She was drafted by the New Orleans Jazz. And in 1992, she was the first black woman to go into the Naismith Hall of Fame. We have to give her flowers now because, unfortunately, she did not get enough of them while she was here. So rest in peace, Lucy Harris.
Lucia Harris. At Delta State, which was just steamrolling and winning 3 championships, she was also the first black player at Delta State, which makes me think this is a Lucy Harris court situation. Lucy Harris Coliseum situation. If you look at a little history of what their Coliseum's named right now, it's due for a name change for Lucy Harris.